This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a big day for politics with primaries in Washington State, in Arizona, in Kansas, in Michigan, and Missouri. All of those primaries happening today, you can vote. It is a precious right, and you should exercise it. But right now, there is a great deal of fear that many people, primarily Democrats, will skip the election. Why? Because they're afraid of the coronavirus? No, they're afraid of something else that Democrats very, very foolishly have been scaring them about. And this, by the way, this is a double-barreled idiocy. And double-barreled, by that I mean, look, when President Trump says to people in his Twitter feed, he says it mostly on Twitter, not so much when he's answering questions, that the election is rigged and it's a scandal and it's corrupt. He's used the term fraudulent to talk about the election decisions that are going to be made state by state. The thing about this, first of all, is can we understand that in the Constitution, every state gets to make its own decision about how to conduct its elections? And that means that if they want to do all-mail ballots, as they do in the state of Washington, well, that's what we have with our primary today. That's what we have with every election. It is all mail-in ballots. You're not supposed to wait in line and vote in a voting booth. You can go ahead and drop your ballots off at these stations that have been set up for that sort of situation, making sure that it arrives on time. I mentioned I did that yesterday with our primary. But the fact is that if you are trying to encourage your people to turn out, and President Trump should be encouraging his people to turn out, it doesn't help encourage people if you're saying that the electoral process is fraudulent and corrupt and scandalous and won't work. And by the way, the Democrats then are engaged in the same sort of thing. There have been, I mean, literally dozens of articles now about how Trump is planning to hold on to office even if he loses. First of all, I don't think it's true. I think it's ridiculous. I think our system is stronger than that. That President Trump will follow the rules, and particularly if he loses decisively, I think he's going to have to acknowledge it, as much as he may dislike it, and leave office. There was even Tim Egan in the New York Times, a local columnist here in Seattle area. Tim Egan was saying that he would be doing a perp walk escorted by members of the U.S. military. Tim, that won't be necessary. But in order for it not to be necessary, Democrats actually have to turn out and vote him out of office if that's what they want to do. And the stupidity of warning people about Trump and he's not going to follow the election, this is not a way to build up your side's participation in the election. And both sides seem to be trying to discourage participation and turnout, particularly at a time when there are literally millions of people who are afraid to go out, maybe among some unmasked Americans, and to wait in line at a time of pandemic. 1-800-955-1776. There's a piece in The Week by Joel Mathis, and it's under the headline, Why Democratic Voters Might Stay Home on Election Day. And Joel Mathis writes, alarm is growing in Democratic circles that the massively unpopular President Trump might connive to keep himself in office past January, even if he's voted out. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the party's presumptive nominee, has warned repeatedly that Trump will try to steal the election. Representative James Clyburn, Democrat, South Carolina, on Sunday said he believes the president plans to install himself in some kind of emergency way to continue to hold on to office, unquote. Publications including The Atlantic and The Washington Post and Newsweek have carried stories speculating that Trump will usurp the election or reject its results. Trump himself fed the speculation last week by suggesting the election be delayed, a notion quickly squelched by Republican officeholders all across the spectrum. These warnings are rooted in Trump's clear disregard, writes Joel Mathis, for American democracy or any rule that keeps him from getting what he wants. But what if all this doomsaying scares Biden's voters away from the polls? Rick Henderson, editor-in-chief of Carolina Journal, raised the question Sunday. Responsible people on both sides seeding doubt about the legitimacy of the election and possible transfer of power is nuts. If no one trusts the election to be fair, why would anyone want to vote and play a sucker's game? Look, this is particularly true at a time where there's going to be a long, complicated ballot in most states. It's not just voting for president. That's one of the things they do better in Britain, is that the ballots are simple. When they did the vote on Brexit, that was the only thing on the ballot. Here in the United States, and it's one of the reasons, by the way, that a lot of people do prefer voting at home, voting by mail, because you have time to spread it out on the kitchen table and talk about it. And wait, who is this judge I'm voting for? And wait a minute, in our legislative district, who are the candidates exactly? Who are we voting for? It's, of course, people should do that at home, and then they should go in person and show their ID and vote that way. But the fact that people want to do it at home does have to be a reflection, happens to be, I think, a reflection of the complicated ballots that we frequently have. And Joel Mathis writes, Democrats have been worried that their voters won't make it to the polls this fall. But those concerns are mostly rooted in the fear of overconfidence within the party and GOP voter suppression efforts. I think there are no GOP voter suppression efforts. I think that's false. But he says there hasn't been much concern, publicly at least, that voters will conclude American democracy is already dead and thus it's not worth the effect or the effort of casting ballots. Pew Research Center reported in 2018, research shows that when people aren't sure who will win an election, they vote at higher rates. Okay, nobody should be sure of who's going to win this election. If you care about the election, go out and vote for your candidate. It's good for the country. A record high turnout election would actually be part of a national revival. And overcoming the problems with the coronavirus and overcoming your distrust of Democrats or distrust of Trump. This is the first election in modern history in which there is a widespread belief and worry that the incumbent won't observe the outcome if he loses. Richard Nixon cheated in the 1972 election. That was the Watergate scandal. But he didn't need to. And when the time came for him to abandon the White House, he did so. We got comfortable with the idea that the transfer of power would be a peaceful process until all of a sudden we weren't. And then they say there's already some reason to be concerned about Democratic turnout this year. Recent polls, I just highlighted one of them with you from the National Opinion Research Center, suggest that when it comes to voter enthusiasm, Biden lags Trump in key battleground states. That could mean Democrats are less likely to vote in November, or it could mean very little. Democratic voters may have to hold their noses at the ballot box, but they'll still cast a vote for Biden. As CBS News' Kabir Khanna observed, an unenthusiastic vote counts just the same as an enthusiastic one. Indeed, it seems a fair number of likely Biden voters are settling for him because not because they love him or his potential policies, but because they see him as a safe candidate in a time of great peril. Okay, the point about all of this is that, look, the Republicans have a natural advantage anyway. Republicans are less scared about coronavirus. Whether they're right or wrong, they're even more likely to show up. So What about those people who are so disheartened by the election, they're fleeing to Canada? No, apparently there are folks like that. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm addicted to
the Michael Medved Show.
The conservative economist Stephen Moore, who is a personal friend and he's a friend of this show, had done a column that appeared yesterday about how President Trump, by executive order, without having to wait for Congress, could actually delay collection of payroll taxes, in effect giving all Americans who are earning, say, below $75,000 a year, a 7.5% raise. Yeah, for every paycheck, because that's how much more money you would be getting in your paycheck if that payroll tax were delayed. And ultimately, Stephen Moore suggested forgiven. President Trump said last night that he's considering it and might do that. Maybe he will announce it at his press conference, which is coming up, scheduled to come up in about 10 minutes. But you never know with his president how prompt he is going to be. But we will go to it because it could be important. Let us go quickly to John in Hoquiam, Washington. John, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, can I challenge you real quick on the defund police stance that you have, the anti-defund police stance?
Sure.
Okay, great. I'm not a proponent for it, but I understand it. When people say defund the police, they're just, everybody's upset with an exorbitant amount of black lives that are being taken. And I get that. But they're not saying defund enforcement. But they're not saying defund law enforcement. If we have the sheriffs come in and take over police stations, sheriffs are constitutionally bound and elected. Police chiefs are not. We can't fire a police chief. We have to go through city council, mayors, that change. And sheriffs and undersheriffs are elected. They're working for the people and to serve the people.
You don't have to work in a sheriff's department, do you?
No, not at all. I love the sheriff's
department. Okay,
my little township was moderated by sheriffs and not police, so I have a high respect for sheriffs.
Well, I have a high respect for sheriffs and for police officers, and honestly, I think that if you you take a look at now, of course, police have to do more with urban crime, which is more intense and is more of a problem and more of a problem right now. I want to go back to something you said at the beginning, John. You were talking about all the black lives that have been taken by police officers. And first of all, that number has been decreasing for about 5 years in a row. And it's gone down very sharply after the Michael Brown case in Ferguson, and there have been changes in policing, and police have been more careful, and you may notice that police everywhere, including the ones in Minneapolis, are wearing body cameras. These changes have actually made a difference. But even before the changes made a difference, the numbers of black people who were killed by criminals, not by police officers, is vastly higher. You're talking about a difference, the highest estimate being about 250 a year, including armed confrontations with police officers. And whereas in terms of deaths by criminals, regular homicides, you're talking at over 10,000 every year, and often over 15,000. It's a very, very, very different thing. And I don't think we should buy this claim that police officers, even if you want to make the distinction between police and sheriffs, that police officers are the ones responsible for the rate of high crime in the black community, when policing and better policing has been responsible for the great reduction in some of that crime. Somebody who deserves no credit at all is Mayor de Blasio of New York. He was confronted about having skipped what would normally be a permit process to paint his Black Lives Matter murals. You may have remembered the story we covered yesterday, where in Washington, D.C., a pro-life organization was arrested, actually led away in handcuffs, because they used chalk to write Black Preborn Lives Matter in front of a Planned Parenthood clinic. But Bill de Blasio didn't even get a permit when those people who were arrested got a permit, at least to demonstrate. Here's what de Blasio said about his situation. Listen.
We haven't said no to people who said if you want to apply, you can apply, but there's a process. Look, the fact is that what I decided to do with the Black Lives Matter murals, and this came out of a meeting at Gracie Mansion weeks ago with community leaders and activists who said this would be such an important thing for this city to declare officially. That is something, again, transcends all normal realities because we are in a moment of history where this had to be said and done. That's a decision I made. But the normal process continues for anyone who wants to apply.
For now, I want to bring in my next guest, Governor.
Okay. Really? In other words, what he's saying is that these rules apply to everybody else, but not to me, because I'm the mayor. It's outrageous. It is outrageous. He's actually the most insufferable New York mayor in recent history. I truly is. Yeah, I have to go back. David Dinkins is a joy compared to Bill de Blasio. And speaking of New York City, there was a teacher, a high school teacher, who spoke with a reporter for the Daily Caller and issued a list of demands before that teacher returns to school in the fall. Listen.
We're not against going back to work at all. We just want to do so in the safest way possible and making sure that the needs of our community members are met both outside the classroom, which means canceling rent, which means providing financial relief, which means extending unemployment aid, which means providing universal health care, while also inside the classroom, which means making sure that there is proper social distancing, ventilated school buildings, potable water, contact tracing, on-demand testing every single day. Like, we need all these things to happen, and we need the money to do that.
Well, I hope that Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo is making a list, because if they don't answer all the demands on the list, this teacher proposes a last resort. Listen.
Let's say, for example, that these demands are not met, not even one. What would the teachers do? Would they return back to the classroom, or would you guys at least try to protest and put up some type of fight? Have you guys had those conversations just yet?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about a campaign. When campaign, you're escalating all the time. We've had press conferences. We're part of this National Day of Action, and we're just going to keep on going. And, you know, AFT President Randy Weingarten last week said that strike could be used as a last resort, and that's the second largest union in the country. That's 1.7 million teachers. And, you know, like, strike's not off the table, but right now we're doing everything we can to not get to that last resort at all. We want to reach negotiations that meet the working conditions of teachers and also the learning conditions of students.
Great time for a looming national teacher strike, right? No wonder there are people who are trying to flee to Canada. And guess what? Getting busted by volunteer Canadians, vigilantes in effect, who are stopping Americans from coming into their country. We'll cover that amazing story and more. President Trump's press conference coming up on the Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is offering $35 million in grants to 73 organizations across 34 states to house victims of human trafficking.
And I promised that the Justice Department would do everything in our power to stop human trafficking and to help survivors. And today I'm pleased to announce an important step in keeping that promise.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is chairing a committee hearing highlighting the role of Antifa and others in recent riots across the country. Regarding Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying the federal agents are not identifiable, Acting Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli sets the record straight.
Nothing secret about it, and for those who have questions why we use police, it's because it's the internationally recognized identification of law enforcement.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Offer only for MedHead annual members. 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store. Go to michaelmedvid.com for this special discount.
Check out the MedVid History Store and everything that we have to offer there at 50% off when you sign up as a MedHead. Especially if you sign up now, you can save $20. Yeah, that's right, $20 right off the top. It comes down to 11 cents a day. Really? And then you get 24/7 access to this show to download commercial-free anytime you want. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Use the promo code SUMMER40. That's SUMMER40. And you can join thousands of other folks who participate in our history store and in the program that way. Okay, one of them is not the... The teacher, I assume she is not a history teacher, who was dealing with a reporter for Daily Caller and making a list of demands before she would return back to school in the fall. There is serious talk about opening in parts of New York State, at least, and maybe even parts of New York City, because they have so successfully brought the rate of death and infection down in that part of the country. So the reporter asks about children in abusive homes and how difficult it would be for all those children if they went ahead with a massive teacher strike. Boy, you talk about America having only 13% who are satisfied with the way things are going. What would be the impact of a teacher strike on that? Here was her answer, and the question and then the response. Listen.
Now, Carl,
My last question would be, as a teacher, you know this, is it teachers and other professionals on schools, it's their jobs to report cases of, like, child abuse, child neglect. We're seeing those numbers actually dip because since now kids are not going to school, those cases are not being reported. Have you and other teachers talked about that issue as well?
Yeah, it's absolutely come up. I've had students who are like, I'm getting kicked out of my house. I've had students, you know, say, I need help accessing food services. Teachers have been a lifeline throughout this entire crisis for our families, but even before the crisis, teachers have always played this essential role. And the fact that students need these services is, again, not the fault of the teachers, but all the burdens of capitalism are always put on schools and teachers to handle. And that's just where we're drawing a line. We're going to say, let go of the money and meet all of our needs, both in and out the classroom, so that we can actually go back to work.
The burdens of capitalism fall on teachers and schools? Really? If you agree with that point of view, you can give us a call. There's also more on the news of from the sports world and some of the ongoing meeting between sports and politics. For people who are following professional basketball in the bubble, you know that it's been a very great time for the Lakers. And the Lakers clinched their first number one in a decade. And LeBron James thinks he knows why that's possible and important. Listen.
And I was thinking about the other day when we were when we played the Raptors, and we kneeled for two national anthems, and I think it was a little bit over 4 minutes, and we actually as a unit, as a team, had to switch our knees over from one knee to the other knee because they started to get sore, started hurting a little bit, you know, and that's just a little over 4 minutes, and you think about 8 minutes and 46 seconds. You know, of an officer having his knee in someone's throat for that long. Video or no video, it doesn't matter. No one deserves to lose their life when it could have been prevented, from what I've seen and from what the world has seen. So, you know, that's what the T-shirt is all about, is the world is watching. You know, everyone knows the time. Everyone knows what's going on. You saw all the, great protests that went on, throughout the whole world, supporting us here in America, but more importantly, supporting George Floyd and his family. That's what it was about.
Okay, I know LeBron James is a charitable guy. He has given money to his hometown of Akron, Ohio, I believe, and created scholarship programs and other things, and good guy. When he's talking about kneeling for two national anthems, I guess it would be that's O Canada, because of the Toronto Raptors, and our Star Spangled Banner, which actually celebrates a war where Canada was on the other side. But right now, there is more information about Americans fleeing to Canada. There's a report on National Public Radio and Rolling Stone where they report that Canadian Border Patrol has effectively prevented caravans of Americans from crossing the border. Where? Is this caravans for Americans, like the caravans from Honduras and El Salvador coming to the U.S.? NPR reports that most of these caravans are arriving by sailboat and luxury yacht. Those crossing the border have often told officials that they are heading to Alaska to try to circumvent the new regulations. But because so many Americans are using the so-called Alaska loophole, authorities have increased restrictions. One reason Americans are being spotted is that Canadian boaters are using technology to monitor them, with the requirement that all passenger boats have to be equipped with tracking devices to help prevent weather-related accidents. Anybody with an internet connection can monitor border crossings and identify vessels by type and country of origin. A number of us that are retired boaters and still members of the Council of British Columbia Yacht Clubs started looking at the number of American boats that were crossing our border in spite of the prohibition by the federal government. So said the president of British Columbia Marine Parks Forever, George Creek. Creek told NPR he'd been angered. Uh-oh, Canadian anger, something to fear. That he had been angered by an incident involving Americans exiting a large yacht at an outpost for supplies, saying they wandered the dock, three or four adults, and the rest were teenagers with no social distancing and no masks, and they went through the store as if they were just shopping at Walmart. Okay, this is of great concern to Canada, and they are counting on independent boaters and yachtsmen to report the entry of Americans. Look, I do think that obviously one of the reasons is that people are stir crazy. It's summertime. And if you have a boat and you can make it to Canada and get past their restrictions on people entering by land or by plane or by a more traditional means, okay, I would understand. And the idea that right now there's this sense that Canada is a safe haven, the prime minister there is involved in an overwhelming scandal. And if he weren't a darling of the mainstream media, because he is very much a progressive, Justin Trudeau, the scandal involves a family foundation where that family foundation, which has paid very big money to family members of the prime minister's family to deliver speeches, has also gotten government contracts. And it's like a pass-through. It's like a way of laundering money to give to the Trudeau family. And this is only about the 19th scandal that Trudeau has suffered. We're waiting on the president, who's supposed to begin his press conference at any moment. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Michael Medved Show. We spent some time in this very broadcast reviewing a big piece from John Harris over at Politico, who was suggesting that it would make sense for President Trump to pull an LBJ and basically to pull out of the race, to give up his presidential campaign, and to turn it over to Mike Pence to run. And here, there's another column by Tim Egan, who's a very bright guy and a very entertaining writer. And the piece is in the New York Times. It says, Trump, please quit before you're fired. And he's also trying to make the case that Trump should basically quit the presidential race, serve out his term, concentrate on the coronavirus, say he's doing all this for the country, and let Mike Pence handle running against the Democrats. One of the things that strikes me about this, and I was just looking at it, the he writes, Tim Egan, Trump could play one last gambit in the dictator's checklist and refuse to leave office on January 20th, election or no election, as required by the Constitution. If he does this, a weary nation would be rewarded with a presidential perp walk, as Trump is escorted out of the White House and into infamy by the military police. Tim, that won't be necessary. Here's the odd thing, is that there is all this speculation that Trump is going to quit, he should quit the race, and it's a race he can't win, and he's not going to do it. At the same time, that goes along with the idea that he is going to hold on to office whether he wins or loses. And he's going to refuse to leave the White House. So which is it? Is he either likely to be a quitter before the election? Or is he more likely to hold on to the office despite the election? It does seem to me to be a contradictory view of President Trump's personality. And I think his personality is such that he is extremely unlikely to withdraw from the race or to resign in any way. Who was talking before about the experience of kneeling down before the Lakers big win. He was talking right after their first clinch for a number one in a decade. And he's speaking about elections. Here is what Prince James had to say. Listen.
I know it's a big opportunity coming up in November with the election. And we all have an opportunity. If we say we want change, we have to make change. I think leadership is a dynamic thing, and it's key to anything in this world. No matter if you're talking about sports or politics or household or in the family, you have to have a leader that you feel confident. So I think November is very huge. That's why I started the initiative, More Than a Vote, getting people out there to understand that their vote does count, their word is being heard, and hopefully we can get into our community, especially the black communities, because they felt like that for so many years voter suppression, just feel like oppression, just like they don't believe that their votes count, they don't believe that they can go and affect change, and that's something that I grew up feeling the same way. I never believed that in a small community, in a black community, that people really listen to you, or that you can actually go cast a ballot and your votes actually count.
Okay, the fascinating thing about this is all this talk about voter suppression comes at a time where in both 2012 and 2008, when President Obama was on the ballot, the participation in the election of black voters was higher proportionally than that of white or Latino voters. And people came out in record numbers. And even though there wasn't that kind of a strong black turnout for Hillary Clinton, the idea that black voters are discouraged or kept from voting is simply not held up in 2016 or 2018. Or really, frankly, with the ongoing and increasing number of African-American representatives all across the country, including Burgess Owens, who I believe won his primary in Utah. He's been a guest on this show. He is running. He's a Republican, African-American, former professional athlete, who is running against a guy named Ben McAdams in a Utah district that could be one of the pickups that Republicans could make. And good for him. There's also, when it comes to good for him and some confidence in America, Ron Howard, who is a beloved director, again, has made some of America's recent favorite films, Oscar-winning director. Ron Howard just did a documentary, and it's a documentary about a terrible disaster that is turned around. And I'm pleased to say that the film is streaming now, and it's available to everybody, because this is a kind of cinematic experience that can actually lift your spirits. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Do you remember the devastating wildfire in 2018 that killed nearly 100 people in the town of Paradise, California? Well, there's now a stunning documentary by Oscar-winning director Ron Howard streaming on the National Geographic Channel. It's called Rebuilding Paradise.
November 8th, 7:30 in the morning, this town started to burn down. Within 3 hours, it was gone.
Ron Howard has assembled a vast amount of footage that is remarkable not just for its immediacy, but for its intimacy. Ultimately, Rebuilding Paradise is a perfect film for the moment, showing the resilience and extraordinary decency of ordinary small-town Americans coping with an almost unimaginable tragedy. This documentary is inspiring and encouraging beyond the power of any fictionalized film. Rated PG-13, mostly for language, 3 stars for Rebuilding Paradise. What's fascinating about this film is the connection to this particular place that many of the characters have, and you get to meet these characters and you get to know them. The school psychologist, the superintendent of education, the local cop and Paradise was a town of 24,000. It was almost completely wiped out. And what's remarkable is this film, coming out less than 2 years later, shows how much hard work, how much faith, how much commitment, how much passion was actually expended and applied to trying to open schools on time. And a big demonstration was trying to make sure that in 2019, they actually were able to do their graduation at the high school, despite all the devastation from a fire that killed 87 people. It's a remarkable true story, and the kind of thing that I think builds up faith in America and traditional American values. Next time on the Medved show, we will cover whatever it is that the president is about to say in his press conference. He's operating a little bit late. He said that he would be delivering the press conference about a half hour ago. But we will cover that, and maybe, just maybe, some kind of solution that might actually benefit the country in terms of a compromise on this coronavirus relief bill. There's also a big question that a number of people are gutsy enough to ask, which is, why Portland? Portland is known as, statistically, America's whitest big city. So how did that city become the hub of Black Lives Matter? We will cover that. There's also an activist who is describing the best decision she ever made. And she said it's a decision she made 15 years ago. What was it? What's striking about it is it's a decision that's not only controversial, but usually it's one that's very, very private. Not anymore. We will get to that and much more. And maybe, just maybe, we can see a little bit of a rise from the incredibly low level, the lowest of the Trump presidency. Only 13% of Americans feel satisfied with the way things are going in the United States. But it doesn't matter. This still remains the greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.